It's time to talk Pawnee City football. Coach Scott Brumbaugh last week, the Pawnee City Indians took on Dorchester, came up with a 41-6 win, Coach. Game two, 41 points on the board. The defense just gave up six. I'm guessing a pretty good night for the Indians.
Yeah, you know, offense came out. We looked a little bit smoother than we had in week one. We finally were able to find some of our holes and get our backs up and running. You know, we had some long runs that definitely weren't there in our first week, and then defense was sound, you know, for the most part. Of course, you know, there's always little breakdowns that you got to work on, but for the most part, they were sound and did a lot better job.
We always hear about teams making their biggest improvement a lot of times between week one and week two. Do you find that to be true, fiction, or sometimes yes, sometimes no?
I think a little bit so. You know, I think a lot of times going into the first game, you may think you have a lot of things figured out. And then in that first game, you learn a lot about your team, and sometimes you have to go back to the drawing board and do a lot of rebuilding. So, you know, I don't think we really had to do that so much. We just had to kind of tweak some of what we were doing because, again, we're different kids than what we were a year ago, and what worked a year ago doesn't always work this year, so we had to kind of tweak it for us, and we'll see how it works moving forward.
This week, a week off, a bye week for Pawnee City, week three. That's probably not a bad time to have one. Even by week two, everybody's got a few bumps and bruises and things, and now if you find some places you want to work on, you got a week to do that.
Yeah, it's a nice week to have it. Hampton's pretty good, and you know, there's some special plays they run that are going to take a little extra time to work on and try to figure out how to defend. And it's a good week for us to heal. You know, last week we were pretty banged up going into the game. We had quite a few bad ankles from the first week. And it just gave us time to strengthen and kind of condition a little bit more, and which we needed because, like I said, week one we didn't look very well conditioned. So, you know, it'd just be a good week to kind of rest and go over some things.
Well, you know, kids never want a week off. Coaches probably see that and go, well, yeah, as you said, good time for it, things to work on here. Hampton next week, they're 1-0 right now. Their second game is this week, I guess, coming up. So that's going to be a road trip next week.
Yeah, you know, they set on a bye and last week, and, you know, they get a play this week and why we set on our bye. Yeah, it'd be a trip. We've never got to experience a trip there, so you know, we'll get a go. And the good news for our group is for the most part, most of these kids have learned through the playoffs to be pretty well traveled. So I'm hoping that continues, and you know, they focus and play well on the road because you know, the last couple of years we've almost played better on the road than at home, and hopefully that continues, like I said, and we give it everything we got because they got quite a bit of speed. And that's going to be tough for us to deal with.
You guys have had buys, it seems like every year. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm trying to remember. How do you handle the bye week now? You give the kids some time off or just keep them going constantly?
You know, yesterday they kind of got time off. We had junior high and JV games that they got to come and watch, and so kind of Monday is kind of a rest day, let us all heal, and then the next couple of days we're right back at it again. And you know, we don't push them quite as hard in everything we do. It's more of a kind of go back to the basics and just make sure that all our fundamentals are just really trying to work those in there.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us, and enjoy what you can of a week off, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
That's our Pawnee City Coaches Show for this week.